Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 11 July 2023. Boy, this year's gone by so quickly. The months are going by in a blur. So much is happening all over the world. So much is happening here in our country. So much insanity, so much chaos, so much division. It's unbelievable. It really and truly is, although we know it's prophesied. It's prophesied, especially to a nation that forgets God. Our guest tonight, I had him one time before. It's been a couple, 3 months now, I think it's been. But we're going to talk to Michael Letts about a lot of things. And I mean, these are important things. If you want to copy the program tonight, you let us know. Or right now, put your recording on the recorder because it's going to be an important program. Before I do that, though, as I mentioned last night, we're going to do our best. ASAP, if our equipment would do it, where I live, I'm out in the country, I don't get very, very good service for uploads from the internet to put up videos for anything. But we're going to try. And we asked you last night which feeds, Rumble, Brighteon, which one of those sites would you like for us to broadcast live on 3 nights a week with video? Which one of those you'd like to pick out for that? We'd like to know. Soon we're going to be able to go on Rocom with video, thanks to our producer Todd. I got to say about Todd Waite, he's a good guy and he works hard. What he does, very hard, very dedicated. Nonetheless, we're going to do our best to do that. So if we're going to be on the radio, we want to hit as hard as we possibly can. The Lord has not given me my walking papers yet, so to speak. He hasn't told me I can quit. I haven't got a release in my spirit. I can quit this thing. So I want to trust Him for the funds. Trust you all to help and go on down the road swinging as hard as you can with your help. Okay, you provide the ammo. I promise you, I'll shoot the guns, so to speak. All right, let's keep it going. But you let me know which one of those would you, if you were online, which one would you prefer to watch it on? And we're going to try to also stream it on our site, pastorbush.com. As soon as my webmaster, and he's pretty much a genius when it comes to electronics, and our producer Phil also, he and Barry are a good team. We're going to try to work this out as best we can so you can listen to us live, if not on video, at least on audio on our website real soon. That's our goal. We're trying real hard to figure this out, and I'm sure that we'll probably get Todd involved in the very near future with some questions. So let us know which one you want us to do, all right? Let us know for sure. And don't forget, folks, we offer products here. I hardly mention any more because I don't like to take time in advertising things. But we got products here that you all can use every day. As far as toothpaste and mouthwash and Strauss products, great products for health. And Cartivite here, another great product. We still have, as of right now, I told you I had 4 REM sleep left. They may be gone. I don't know. I haven't heard from Lisa the last couple of days. We have the product that has really helped me tremendously with being a diabetic. Sugar to Fiber it's been a blessing to me beyond words. Sugar to Fiber, folks. changes glucose and fructose and all the other crap and all the carbs in your body. It will change it into a digestible way for your body to handle it without putting your sugar through the roof. So it would change all those things to fiber and help you keep your sugar at a lower level. It's all natural. It's available here, folks. If you want it, just let us know. But anyway, without any further ado, we're going to go to our guest tonight. I said Michael, let's been on with it before, and we're going to discuss to start with a bill that's been introduced to the House, and we're going to discuss. It concerns the IRS. It's called Why Does the IRS Have Guns Act? So it's actually introduced into the Senate, I'm sorry, by Senator Ernst. Now, the IRS should not be armed. Why are they armed? Why did Biden hire another 80,000 agents? And why are they armed them to the teeth? So that should concern all of us. Then we're going to discuss something tonight about the military in the U.S., and they can't find enough people to volunteer with the military. What their next move is. Now, when this is brought up by Michael in a little bit, pay attention. Remember that Rome, right before Rome fell, did the same thing that we're going to do to increase the military. Just keep that in mind, all right? Michael, are you there?
I'm here, Butch. Always a privilege to be on your show. And thank you for standing for the truth, even in these end times. You know, Scripture very clearly gives us the mandate that we'd be faithful till the end. We don't know when that end will be. God doesn't give us that direct answer, but he does give us signs of what the end times are. We know we're in the end times. We just don't know how long we have in these end times. Of course, which is what's going on across this country. Doesn't look very favorable at the moment, but that, again, doesn't absolve us of the responsibility to stand for the truth. And I thank God for you and your show to make sure that we let our listeners know what the truth is and how it's affecting their lives every day.
Well, you know, that's what we're here for. And I'm going to share this, and maybe I shouldn't. People are going to think I'm bragging. Please understand, this humbles me so much when people say things like this to me. Michael, talking to Coach Dave, I'm sure you know Coach Dave Dobemar.
I do.
And he said, you and Pastor Ernie Sanders were the tip of the spear that started this whole movement many years ago with pastors and getting involved in radio talk shows like this. That you two were the ones that started the whole movement. And I hadn't really thought about that, but I guess we were. I started in 93, over 30 years ago. And then Doug Heitman called yesterday. I talked to him a minute. I'll have him on the program sometime soon. He said, Pastor, you're a legend. And I almost broke out in tears. I'm not a legend. I'm a hillbilly preacher. That's all that I am. I'm nobody except when somebody serves Christ and I prayerfully blesses others. But it blesses me to maybe to have earned some respect from people of that caliber, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, you know what it comes from, which it comes from just standing for the truth. I'm amazed constantly how many people get calls from or say, we appreciate what you're doing, et cetera. And I kind of scratch my head. Is all we're doing is just telling the truth.
But that's rare.
But, you know,
that's rare.
It's rare now. That is so foreign to me. I mean, you know, my generation, we grew up, I mean, you told it like it was. You didn't try to whitewash things. But nowadays, our political system is corrupt. Our country is being led down a path based on false values and or no values at all, really.
Very true.
And it's just so foreign to what we had in the past. And what the end result is, Butch, and we're going to be talking about this on your show tonight, is we're living in such a disconvolted and such a perilous society that people scratch their heads. I don't want this. Don't want to live this way. Don't want to raise my children in this kind of environment. What do we do? Well, it's very simple. You get back to the biblical values and principles, and that's the first place where it starts.
Absolutely. And you stay in those principles. You don't compromise. You don't back up. You don't try to change them to soften the blow of the truth. If somebody's offended the truth, they're not offending me. They're offending the truth. Get over it. I mean, the so-called transgender perverts out there, if you're offended the truth, get over it. It's just too bad. I don't say I'm sorry for telling the truth. I'm telling you the truth. If it offends you, so be it. Nobody promised you a rose garden.
We need more of that.
We do need more of that.
You're exactly right, Butch.
But with the IRS, though,
one of the things you and I discuss.
Oh, yes.
We, one thing you and I discussed was, you know, how tragic it is that the church for so many years took a position that you just need to keep your mouth quiet and just, you know, love on people, and everything else will work out just fine. The problem is love without values and principles is useless.
Love without values and principles is ungodly, because it's not God-like love. It's what we call natural love. The Bible says that fails. So it can be perverted, and it has been perverted. But I do want to hit this IRS issue very quickly, and I appreciate Senator Ernst bringing this up. Odds of it getting through the Senate and into the House and before the president is slim to none. But it always has bothered me that the IRS and even the FBI for many years were not allowed to carry guns. They were an investigative bureau. They were not law enforcement. But so things have changed. And as we know, Biden has hired 80,000 more agents. And they're not going to go after the elite and the rich people. They're going to come at folks like you and I that are making it, but barely. We're having a hard time keeping the bills paid. We know that. And they're armed to the teeth. What's your opinion on that? Fill us in on that.
Well, you know, this is what is so striking about this whole conversation, which, of course, we're going to talk about what their alternative motive is, because this is not by happenstance. This is a well-orchestrated and planned movement. But let's talk about what they're doing first, and let's talk about why they're doing it. Just within the last 3 months, which the IRS has spent over $10 million on armaments. Now, you know, not that I would agree, but I could see them trying to justify, well, we're buying little 38, you know, stub-nosed police specials for agents that perhaps get into a situation where there's an irate taxpayer threatening them when they're trying to audit their books. This is not the case. The $10 million that is being spent, Bush, is for tactical gear, SWAT gear and tactical gear. What does that mean? What do your listeners want to know? What does that mean? That is ballistic shields, okay? That is full tactical armor. That is better armament than we're putting on our Marine Corps officers and teams that are going into combat. It is long-range and assault rifles. We're not talking about a 38 police special. We're talking about long-range assault rifles and machine guns. We're talking about armament that you would put for a small military force. In fact, quite frankly, they will be better armed than a lot of our Marine Corps units will be. Now, here's the question.
Well, I want to say this real quickly, Michael. This is a standing army. This is a standing army.
It is. And that's the next point. What would you need that kind of armament for to audit somebody's books? It absolutely is uncalled for. It's unjustified, unless there's ulterior motive. Now, let's talk about what that ulterior motive is. You know, for some time, they have been attempting to destroy America, period. That's their number one objective. Communism's number one objective is world dominance. It's always been that way. It's in their documents. It's in their preambles. It's in their creating documents that they have world dominance as their main objective. Well, the only thing standing between them and world dominance is the United States of America, a free society and a bastion of hope for all the world to see. They tried to look at, shall we conquer the United States of America from without? Well, you know, America is a superpower, kind of hard for them to do without grave consequences to challenging the American forces, at least back then. Now, we're going to talk about the military in a few minutes. But back then, that was probably not the smartest move to make. So they decided, well, how can we destroy it from within? Well, the one problem you have from destroying a populace from within is America is one of the most armed populaces by its citizenry in the world. So it's kind of hard to control an armed populace. So they've decided we've got to get them disarmed. Well, how do we do that? Well, decades ago, they said, we'll just go to Congress. We'll pass gun control laws. We'll take the firearms from them. They couldn't get enough support in Congress because most of the people that were in Congress knew that their constituencies would vote them out if they did that kind of thing, if they violated their Second Amendment rights. So they decided to go another route, which they watched very carefully. What did the American people respond to? Well, unfortunately, we found out during COVID-19 that Americans respond to fear. they will give up rights and they will give up freedoms that they never considered doing just because they're scared for their well-being. And so they learned that lesson well. So they created a, this is a well-scripted, this is not happenstance, this is not some theory, this is all documented. They created a program that we will scare the American populace into giving up their arms. Well, how did they do that? They started with Black Lives Matter. You know, Black Lives Matter receives most of its funding from George Soros,
that's true,
from Democrats, from socialists and leftists. And they created Black Lives Matter and Antifa, those two groups. And then they created, they painted a perception through various cases, George Floyd being one of the cases, that, oh, here, look, this proves that law enforcement, local and state law enforcement, you notice this has nothing to do with federal law enforcement, local and state law enforcement are biased. They're racist. They're prejudiced. They're brutal to their people. And here's what they did. When they put that out there, it created riots in various cities, as we all remember. Black Lives Matter has held riots across the country. The media partnered with the administration in portraying those riots. And what did they do? They showed cities being burned. They showed people looting and rioting. Then they panned to rows of law enforcement officers just standing there. They give you the perception that city and local law enforcement, state law enforcement, have no idea what they're doing. They're worthless. Now, what they didn't know, the populace didn't know, is those police officers have been ordered to stand down.
That's true.
You cannot interfere. But that's not the perception they wanted you to have. They wanted the perception that law enforcement was of no value. So what was the next consequence? We then go into defunding police. Well, I mean, why fund them if they're not going to do anything? So they went into defunding the police, cutting their salaries, cutting their protective equipment. What was the natural reaction to that? Well, law enforcement, why would you want to be involved in a profession, Butch, when you have no respect and they don't give you the ability to perfect and do your job? So we begin to lose law enforcement left and right. Of course, the other thing that helped this situation from their standpoint was the COVID-19. They wanted to experiment on law enforcement. You had mandates. You could not be in law enforcement unless you took the vaccine. Well, a lot of people realized that that vaccine was not what it was cracked up to be. They didn't want to be guinea pigs, and so they just retired. They resigned. They didn't no longer involved with oppression. Well, now that you have such a drastic decrease in law enforcement presence across the country, what's the natural consequence of that? Violent crime begins to spike all across the country. People begin to get fearful and begin to get scared. They don't want to go to the grocery store anymore. They're scared to go on walks at night in their neighborhood. They're fearful of what is occurring with the spike in violent crime. So what does the federal government do? It quickly comes out and says, never fear, the federal government is here. Now, they've already tipped their hand as to how they plan on handling violent crime. They have publicly said, this Attorney General, Attorney Garland, has held press conferences across the country saying the problem with violent crime is guns. Notice they don't say it's the people who use the guns. It's just they say guns. So consequently, we will remove guns and we will reduce crime. They feel like when people are scared enough, they will give up their rights to do that. Now, they know, Butch, that city and state law enforcement are people that go to the grocery store with you. They go to church with you. They're not going to violate your Second Amendment rights. So they have to create a federal force to do that. That's why you have 83,000 new agents for the IRS being put together. That's why you have ATF, FBI being expanded on their purchase of tactical weapons. That's why you have, in this is interesting statistics, Butch. Last year in the federal budget, there is $565 million given to the U.S. Capitol Police. Now, remember, the U.S. Capitol Police is only charged is to protect members of Congress and the U.S. Capitol in downtown Washington. That's it. But yet in this federal budget, they have the open, put in provisions to open up offices all across the country, Miami, Atlanta. I can name other places that were in this federal bill that passed, by the way. I didn't realize that we had U.S. Capitol property in Miami or any other place across the country. But they did that for one reason. They're building and expanding their federal force so that they will put them all together when the time comes to go and collect federal firearms. Now, they've already got a couple of the programs that they're doing in place. They've got ATF now that are demanding that anybody that buys parts for your firearms be reported, or that information be given over to ATF and the FBI. So they're keeping a database of who owns guns and who doesn't. They're preparing themselves for the ability to come in and say, okay, we know you have a firearm. You have to turn it over, or we're going to search your house and seize it from you. That's a scary thought, but that's where they're headed, Butch.
Of course it is. Of course it is. And again, it's like a mercenary army. These people are paid. Please, people, understand that 87,000 new RSA agents were not hired to do book work. Some may have been.
No, not at all.
But the mass of them have not been armed. Have not been hired for that. They've been armed for purpose of taking down the people that are trying to struggle and pay their bills. So this bill introduced by Senator Ernst is a wonderful thing. I'm sure it's not going to pass, not with the administration we have now. But beyond that even, we're seeing so much chaos, Michael, so much chaos, so much evil, I mean, we have intelligent people, supposed intelligent people, standing in front of people and arguing that there are more than two sexes. And then when somebody asks them a question about which one are you, they won't give a straight answer. Well, are you male or female? They don't give a straight answer. And one gentleman said, well, do you have a man's parts? And the guy just stared at him. The transgender just stood and stared at him. There's no answer for that. But we're seeing this chaos now, not only in adults, but in our children. But now we're involved we're involved in a war. We are at war with Russia. Ukraine is our means right now to promulgate this war. But the NATO and the U.S. are at war with Russia right now. And they can't find enough soldiers to fill the bill. People are not volunteering to go to war, and I can understand why. Especially this war. I mean, being a veteran of the Vietnam era, I understand I was suckered. I thought I did the right thing. I just knew I did the right thing because Dad was a World War II veteran. I knew I did the right thing.
Right.
I look back on now, and I know I was suckered. And that even beyond that, the Korean War and other wars we've been suckered into, including World War II. But so the people, they don't want to join it for a lot of reasons. Most of them probably too lazy to get off the couch anyway. So they're going to resort to something else. And again, this IRS movement, in my mind, is a force to maybe enforce more than tax laws. Who knows what going to do with 87,000 more agents. But what's happening to the military besides being turned into perverts by their leaders and the president? Well, what's happening? What is their next goal to up the recruitment?
It's very interesting what you were saying, Butch. Let's capitalize on what you were saying. We are not only at war with Russia, we are also at war with China. And how do we know that we're at war with China? Well, let me give you a quick overview so that your listeners will understand this is not conjecture, this is fact. We know that China produces the majority of the fentanyl that the drug cartels bring across the border. And that fentanyl has killed hundreds of thousands of our young people, people who would be eligible for military age service, who lost hundreds of thousands of them to the drug war. We also know that China produced the COVID-19 vaccine. There's no question about that.
By the way, the CIA helped him do that.
That is correct. And we know that was a military operation. That was not a public health operation. It was a military operation. What did they accomplish by doing that? Well, you know, they had already bought off this administration. We know now for a fact that they have spent millions of dollars through Hunter Biden, giving payoff to Joe Biden, to Hunter, and to others within that administration so that they could call in their chips when necessary. They're calling them in now. What was one of the things they called in? Well, when the COVID-19 broke, they had the administration. You remember, this wasn't under the Trump administration. It was under the Biden administration. They made vaccinations mandatory. For who? For our first responders and the military. Literally, we had thousands upon thousands of military personnel that quit. And I'm not talking about trainees that are just going in their first day in service. We're talking about special forces, some of our most elite and best warriors who refused the vaccine and were fired, basically, and let go because they refused to be guinea pigs. Now, here's the great thing for those service members. We now see the consequences of COVID-19. Literally hundreds of thousands have died because of that vaccine, and hundreds of thousands more are permanently disabled because of that vaccination. But you remember, China was going after us. And so they got the administration to make it a mandatory vaccine. So that did tremendous damage to our military. We lost key personnel. We lost a lot of veterans who were senior members in our military, NCO, non-commissioned officers, sergeants and all, who you can't replace. And now, because of that, then they instituted this administration, the woke agenda, which were lowered our standards. We don't care about whether you're a warrior anymore. We care about whether you can wear a lipstick or not or be a transgender in the military. They made it a social experiment. So what are the end results, Butch? Currently, over 35% of our recruitment goals have been left unmet. So we are way, way low. We do not have the personnel. You remember, in all the way up to this point in our history, America has always been able to conduct two theaters of war. We saw that in World War II, Japan and Europe. We've always had the forces necessary for two theaters of war if necessary. We now acknowledge, the Department of Defense acknowledges, we can't even think about two theaters of war. We're not even sure we can conduct one theater of war.
No, no.
So we are
down. There's no way
we can do that now.
We don't have the equipment. We certainly don't have the manpower because the men have turned into wussies.
That's exactly right. And two things you just said there. We don't have the manpower and we don't have the equipment. Why don't we have the equipment? Well, we left it all. This administration, the Biden administration, left $85 billion worth of brand new equipment in Afghanistan when we, that fiasco, when we withdrew from Afghanistan. And then, of course, the rest of it, if that wasn't bad enough, the rest of our military stock has been sent over to Ukraine to fight a war and billions of dollars. By the way, on a side note, Butch, why are we so interested in Ukraine? The reason being is because that has been a cash cow for the Biden administration for years. They
That's been a big cash cow for Biden and his son both.
Exactly. And they have received millions of dollars through foreign aid kickbacks, through Burisma, through other bribes that have been taken. And so they don't want that to collapse. That's how they get their money on the side. So they have sent our tax dollars over there to fight a war that we have no business being.
Absolutely they have. Hang on to the folks. A lot more talk about it and your phone call next half hour, as always, at 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods at bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Folks, that theme song has been my theme song for going on 31 years, and it has always meant something, but it means more every time I play it. I don't think most Christians realize that we are at war. They don't. I don't think they understand that they were given armor and the shield and all that just so we watch, not to watch just TV. It was to go to war with. I don't think I understand that. And my middle son sent me a cartoon today, Michael. I may mention to you, I'm not real sure, but if I did, I'll tell the folks listening. I got a cartoon that had a picture of Christ with a whip in his hand running money changers out of the temple. And the writing below it said, if Christ did this today, he would be told it's not very Christ-like.
That is so true. So true.
I mean, sad. We're supposed to be nice and nice to everybody, and nicey to nice.
Right.
I mean, that's what we have in the church today. But, you know, you were talking about that. We'll get back to the military and what they're calling it next. But I just found this out today. Would you believe that a lot of our retirement funds, 401ks, IRAs, by law and through the Congress and Senate, are being sent to China, the funds?
Yes.
Now think about that. Think about that.
You know, no question. We talked about a minute ago how that we're at war with China. Just everything other than the fact of having fortunes here on American soil. Although even that, which let me tell you a little other statistic, your listeners are probably interested in. Of course, the other part of China being able to overthrow us is we have a porous sort of open border. And, you know, human sex trafficking, drug trafficking. But here's the other interesting thing that we've just gotten statistics back. This has just come out in the last few days. We've just issued a release on it. We now have more young military-age Chinese men mm-hmm. be apprehended across the border than uh-huh. ever in our history.
Yep.
And there's a reason behind that. They are positioning them all across the country in cells, preparing for our demise from within so they can be prepared to take us from without.
And folks, that wasn't him saying that. That's been said by the DOJ? I can't remember which one reported that this
Department
is true.
Department of Homeland Security. That's been reported
to be true. And again, folks, lines open 844-769-2944. I mean, this information that we're sharing is very, very important because we're living in a time of total mass confusion and frustration on people, and I just don't know what else we can do besides try to warn the people. I mean, I don't know how to do any more than what I've done for over 30 years, Michael, but to tell the truth and biblical truth and truth what's happening in this country. The nation is dying because the church died first. The so-called church.
Exactly.
Not all the believers, but the ones that the 501c3 churches died many, many years ago.
They did. The IRS scared them.
That's
they
right.
The government to scare churches. If you better be careful what you say, Butch, otherwise we're going to take your tax status away. Everybody shook when they said that, and they were more concerned about making sure they brought money in than about preaching the truth. And God removed His arm of blessing from us at that time.
Well, that's what's happening today. Now, how are they planning on filling the ranks for the military? Now, folks, listen to this. This is one of the last things that happened to Rome before Rome fell. Go ahead.
It is. Well, here's the scariest thought. We just talked about what they've done to decimate both China and, of course, you know, the Biden administration through moving our armaments to Ukraine, you know, in the fight with Russia. So what has that done? I told you how it's destroyed. We were 30% low on recruitment, and it's getting worse every year. So the DOD has now come up with a new proposal, and that is hiring mercenary armies to fight our battles for us. Now, you remember this is the last stage before the Roman Empire fell. It got to the point, Rome, you remember, has very similar to American history. It uh-huh. was a democracy. It was a republic. It was free. They had elections. They had a Senate, et cetera. Then they got to the point where they hired other people to educate their children. They gave up their educational system. They hired the Greeks to do that. And of course, the Greeks came in and taught their children basically their values and principles, which was homosexuality, the whole, you know, tragedy, the whole nine yards, destroyed their upcoming generations. Nobody wanted to serve in their legions anymore, so Rome decided to hire mercenaries. Mercenaries came in to, quote-unquote, be Rome's defense or Rome's military, and they turned on them and destroyed what was left of Rome when the Roman Empire collapsed.
That's very true. So the mercenaries were hired, and folks, that's we're heading down that road next. And believe me, they're almost doing it now. I mean, they're letting illegals join the military to become citizens. So they actually pay them to serve.
Literally,
entice them to come in, and illegal or not, just come serve your time, and you become cannon fodder for us, and we'll let you stay.
And you know what's interesting on this, Butch, is this is not just conjecture. They're already under the Freedom of Information Act. You can already petition the Department of Defense. There are studies. They are way past their study issue. They're getting to the point of beginning to make recommendations to implement these programs. So we are that far down the line. It speaks volumes. Let's just talk about a minute of what it speaks. It speaks to the volume that our young people no longer have any respect or love for this country. They're not willing to pay the sacrifice. They're not willing to defend it. You know, one of the things that has made America so great versus I've had people argue, well, what's wrong with the mercenary force? People don't fight when they're being paid the same way as when they're fighting when it's their freedom at stake.
That's true.
And quite frankly, you know, a mercenary force will never be able to accomplish what a free force can do. But we have a generation now that no longer believes in freedom. They don't care.
Their freedom. Their freedom is their next welfare check.
That's correct. When you get to that point, then it's very simple to see how they go from there to mercenaries, and it's very simple to see how mercenary forces can say, well, gee, if you don't care about your freedom, then we'll just take it over and we'll run the country. And we lose what little we have left, and we become a third world country, no better than Sudan or Uganda or any other place run by dictatorships that kill people and destroy at their will.
Well, you know, mercenaries are not fighting for their families. They may be fighting for money for the family, but they're not fighting for the family's benefit because the family's not involved in the battle. They're mercenaries.
That's correct.
So there's a whole different ballgame here. But people don't understand how serious this is because our military is falling apart, literally falling apart. And the American people, I don't know, Michael, I have a hard time trying to understand this. I've been on it. I'm almost 75 years old, and I'm not the brightest bulb in the house. But I started seeing this many, many years ago, and I don't understand why more pastors can't see what's happening.
Well, I think, unfortunately, they have been blinded. And what I mean by being blinded is they have determined to allow self-interest, greed, popularity, whatever, or wanting to be accepted, to be more important than standing for truth. Anytime a society views something as greater than truth, and of course, truth all comes from God's word, and if they see something greater than truth, then that society is destined to be destroyed. And that is where we are headed, and we're headed there on a fast track pace.
Well, as long as the apathy persists in the church and American people, there's absolutely no hope. And I said this to you, and I said it on the air many times. I've read enough history and I read enough scripture to know there's a time when a nation crosses a line where there's no redemption for that nation. And I do believe Americans crossed that line because we have seen so many things happen in the past and the future. I mean, what's happening right now in our time that we see beyond wickedness that even had occurred in ancient Israel. We're seeing things happen that they couldn't do because they didn't have the technology. By the way, I will tell you this. Even back in the ancient times, they did change males and females' sex by working on the body parts. They could do that.
Yeah.
People don't know that, but they could do that. So, I mean, we're seeing a lot of things happen now that absolutely fits the description of what happened thousands of years ago, and God judged those nations.
You know, I've often heard, Butch, that the direction we're headed, that we'll get to the point where God would owe Sodom and Gomorrah an apology for destroying them if he allows us to continue.
Well, I totally agree. I totally agree. And I used to wonder, too, how is it they actually, God even killed the children and all the animals? And I wonder, you know, now I understand that children are being polluted as much as the adults. They start in kindergarten and even beyond that, before that now, teaching children sexual perversion. And then what? Who knows? God knows what they're doing to animals. I mean, they already know there's bestiality everywhere. But this is they're now perverting our children. So God knew that the children become so perverted there was no hope for the children. He destroyed everything in Sodom and Gomorrah, man, woman, child, beast, everything. Now people understand this. This is very, very serious. And I'm going to say this and move on and take a phone call in a second. If your child is in public school, in a public hellhole we call schools, shame on you.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Don't tell me how much you love your children.
You're exactly right. If your child means that little to you, that you don't care about their principles and values, which is the ultimate success in life, you don't succeed in eternity without values and principles. If you don't care about your child and don't care about their values and principles, then just what you said, Butch, is right. You don't love them.
I mean, I don't have to say it. Too lazy to do it yourself? I don't know. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome. Are you there, Mick?
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
now
let's go back. Oh, this goes back before the flood, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought God destroyed the with the fallen angel for the first place. Now, as for Antifa, it was founded in 1945 in Germany as a re-education. That's all that was.
You know, I did not know that. Interesting. So this was another run at it's like the goals of communism. This was all part of the plan.
Yes.
Obviously.
The Soviet re-education camps that they did have in Russia. That's all it is. Under laws of Murphy's Law, they're going to, what? I'm not going to say the words, but that's where they're operating. They will screw up big time.
We absolutely know that if you're doing studying at all, most people don't study. That's sad. And I'm talking about the scriptures mainly. But also study history to read the goals, the communist goals that listed back in the 1940s. They made it very clear what they wanted to do. And they've done it. It's like the so-called gay manifesto written back in 1987. They told us what they were going to do. They've done it. And people got mad at me one time, Michael, when I read that on the radio back in 1993. I was on one big radio station, 5,000-watt FM station. They threatened to burn the station down when I read that. Well, that's not going to happen in America. It can't happen here. They said it would come for our children. And they're marching on the streets and come for your children. And the people still don't bury their head in the sand.
That's what's amazing to me, Butch, because just what you said, I'm talking about in the last week. Transgender community and homosexual community have held marches. What is their cry? We're coming for your kids.
I totally agree.
A day, Butch, when if that happened, they'd be met by an army of outraged citizens to lynch them from the nearest tree. How dare you come after and try to destroy my child?
Well, the people there's no backbone.
Yeah.
We've lost our backbone.
They've lost it.
When morality dies, your backbone withers. Good call, Mick. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Very good points. Before we get to our next caller, we'll get to Joe in Arkansas in just a second. I'll make a comment here, too. We know what Biden did with the flags at the White House, with the Sodomite flag and the American flag beside it. And by the way, folks, if you pay attention to the new rainbow flag, it's also a pedophilia flag. Oh, yeah.
It is.
It's a pedophilia flag. White for purity of the child, pink for girls, blue for boys. It's all on there now. Check it out. But I got a picture, a color picture here that sent me by a good friend out of Texas, and the flags are flying side by side. And I wrote above that. I'm going to put it in next month's magazine. In God's eyes, these flags are the same. American flag flying beside a Sodomite flag shows what America's turned into. So in the eyes of God, they're all the same. Folks, that's just the way it is. Let's go to Joe Arkansas. Joe, come on in. Welcome.
Okay, thank you, Pastor Butch. I have this one question I want to ask, and that's this. If a civil war was to break out tomorrow between the patriotic people and the Democrats, who do you think would win?
I would hope the people of value and principle would win. In fact, I wouldn't call it a civil war. I would call it an American revolution. I think we have two options left in this country. Our administration, which controls our federal law enforcement, which is the Department of Justice, the FBI, and others, have not only proven to politicize and weaponize those agencies, they've stepped across the line. They are now felonious. We know the FBI has committed felonies by taking information from the Clintons and the DNC and feeding it to the FBI. I'm talking about the Russiagate. We know that when it was, this from a law enforcement standpoint, when it was vetted, it not only came back to be unsubstantiated, it came back to be false. And when it came back to be false, the FBI ignored that, presented it to a FISA court as true. Basically, they lied. That's called perjury and obstruction of justice. When an agency can commit felonies, that's serious. So what is the next agency that oversees it? That's the Department of Justice. When our Attorney General, who is the top law enforcement official in the country, can commit perjury and obstruction of justice through the Hunter investigation, and we know that for a fact. He told Congress that he would not be involved at all. Now we know from whistleblowers at all that's not the case. He actually worked to suppress evidence and to obstruct that investigation. Those are felonies. So when your top law enforcement agencies are committing felonies, the only people over that are the military. So they are calling on this country, we're calling on Congress, the Republican House, by the Constitution and by the War Powers Act, they are authorized to create a military tribunal. The great thing about a military tribunal is it has to look at the information by junior grade officers, make a determination to whether the law has been broken, and determine what the penalties by the law are for those breaks of justice within 30 days. And the greatest part about it is they don't give the report back to the Department of Justice and say, here's what needs to be done, here's what you need to arrest. The military takes in and makes the arrest and executes the punishment for those that have violated the law.
And then that would happen in an ideal situation, but I don't see it happening.
Correct.
People are committing treason every day, Biden, Hunter Biden, all of them. They're walking the streets and get rewarded for it. January 6th people, that like the head of the mine's going blank. Constitution. No. What am I thinking of? Anyway, you got 18 years. 18 years.
Right.
And did nothing. So, this is what's going on. We live in a banana republic. Anything else, Joe?
We do.
And I'll add this to your comments, Joe. It ain't going to happen for the good. I'll put it that way. It's not going to happen. If you read Dmitry Dubin's prophecies, which I believe are very accurate, he said when the U.S. goes into what we call civil war, it's when we're attacked from the south by Russia and other nations. And that's in the Bible, by the way. I did a lesson on that 2 weeks ago entitled America's Destiny. It's biblical.
Correct.
Anything else, Joe?
Well, it sounds like what your guest is talking about is the communists don't enforce the law against themselves.
That's right.
What's caused communist governments to fall in the past, if they've ever fallen?
A people uprising. That's why I said you have two options. Either we have a military tribunal, and if that doesn't occur, then the other option is an American revolution.
And I'll add this to that, too. The thing that separated our revolution from the French Revolution was God. The French Revolution failed miserably. Without God, it won't work. Without the morals of God involved and the righteousness of men to rule rightly, what we'll do is going to change wicked leaders. If we just overthrow what we got and don't have morality back in place of it, we have nothing new. Anything else, Joe?
No, that's all for me. I bet you have other callers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Folks, we do have open lines. I got about another 5 minutes left. 844-769-2944. And Michael, I we're out of time here so quickly. And you were in law enforcement how many years?
32 years. Still in.
Okay. You're still in law enforcement. That's right. I don't remember the details. I haven't talked to you for a while. What how are you in law enforcement right now? What are you doing?
I'm doing their police chaplain. I'm serving now as a chaplain for agencies all across the country.
Okay, great. Good for you. And then you understand what I'm saying.
I find, Butch, is it's more of a spiritual battle now than it is anything that's ever been.
Amen. Amen. It always had been spiritual, but it's gotten much worse. We see who's spiritual in charge now, and it's not the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, the Holy Spirit is not even involved in most churches. In the Old Testament, when the Holy Spirit departed, the people didn't know he left. He wrote Ichabod above the door, but they went ahead and went to church. They went ahead and done all the sacrifices and all the praises. God wasn't in it. Same thing in America's church today as a whole. They're going to church. They're singing songs. Oh, they're praising him, but God's no longer there.
Yeah, the story of Samson, right?
Yes.
When he was, ultimately, his hair was cut by God. He says it jumped up, and acted like normal. He did not even realize that the presence of the Lord had left.
Yep, he did. He don't even feel the strength go out of him. And that's, God help us, that's telling the truth today. Folks, we're doing this because we care. And if our father wants me to stay on the radio, I'm going to do as much as I can to get to main channels as I possibly can. I want to get out as quickly as possible. I don't think it's going to be tolerated much longer. I really don't. Go ahead.
One thing I was telling you, Pastor Butch, is that, God calls us to be good stewards. He doesn't say you can only be a good steward if things are going good. If things are bad in the end days, you're excused. We are to fight till the end. We don't know what that end will be, but we do know that we're called to be faithful. And being faithful is declaring the truth, and that's what I'm so honored to be on your show. We're going to declare the truth, and we're going to fight for justice and for God's word and for principles until I have no more breath to do so.
Well, this may sound silly to a lot of people, Michael, but I think you're like me. I had no choice. Believe me, if I got my choice, I'd be like Peter. I wouldn't go fishing. Yeah, I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, I haven't been fishing for so long, I don't even know how to bait a hook. But that's beside, after going on over 30 years now, and watch what's happening continue to happen, it can be frustrating, especially when it comes to paying the bills every month. I want to get into that. Barely make it, but it can be frustrating. But if the Lord wants me to stay on the radio, I'll stay until the funds dry up, then I'll have to go off. So I'm going to keep by his grace. If he gives me the physical strength and mental strength and spiritual strength to stand, I won't keep swinging the sword. I mean, we are surrounded. Any way we swing it, we're going to hit enemy. So just folks, just start shooting in every direction. You're going to hit the enemy. But stand for the truth. Don't back. I don't care whether it's your husband or wife, your children, your family. I don't care who it is. Stand for the truth. Don't tolerate filth being said around you and compromise with it. You stand up for the truth of Christ. Go ahead, Mike, before I start preaching. We're down about the last 2 minutes.
Well, you're exactly right, Pastor Butch. I would add to that, stand for the truth even when it's in church, because oftentimes they don't preach the truth anymore. Man. They need to hear it there as more as any other place. It is time that we understand, and we're getting to see it firsthand, just how destructive sin is and how horrible it treated the destiny of people who are condemned. will be, and it is our responsibility to proclaim the truth, to fight for the truth. You know, Scripture is very clear. Our life is but a moment compared to eternity.
Amen.
And so I would encourage every one of your listeners, don't give up hope. Our hope rests in Christ and Christ alone. But Christ says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, including giving us the strength to fight to the very end. And I urge them, join us in this fight. Can't tell you what the outcome is going to be, but join us in the fight to proclaim God's truth and keep America free.
Amen. And I'll add one more thing. That I went to see this past Sunday, Sound of Freedom. Folks, go see that movie, Sound of Freedom. I've interviewed people on this broadcast who are victims of child slavery, child molestation. And Sound of Freedom reveals a lot of things that they're trying, and the leftists are trying to destroy it. Go see Sound of Freedom right away. Don't put it off. Okay, Michael, we're just down the last few seconds. I want to thank you for standing with me tonight, and let's do it again sometime.
We will look forward to Pastor Butch. We'll look forward to the days ahead. May God have the victory through Christ.
Amen. 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 Brother, I'll talk to you soon again. Please keep your powder dry and your head down, okay?
Okay. You do the same. God bless you. God bless America.
Okay,
look forward
to talking
to you again.
Are you too? Good talking to you, my friend. Folks, we do love you, and I mean that. Thank you for staying with us so long. You all have been my family for so many years. I don't deserve it, but our Father has blessed me. God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow night. You have a wonderful night.
From the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.